Edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, here from 2 to 4. Glad you're with us. And I'll tell you, I got a hard-hitting interview today. You're going to want to stick with us for these next 2 hours because I got a chance to talk to a guy I've wanted to talk to for a long time, Doyle Shamley. If the name isn't familiar, he puts on a radio show called The Hour of the Time. He picks up in the shoes of William Cooper, and many of you out there in this audience know who William is. If you don't, boy, the things surrounding his death and the things that he did in his life are quite controversial and things of importance because he was one of the first to try to unweave this new world order, trying to warn Americans years ago, along ahead of a lot of people, of what was really happening. Now, Doyle was with William through every step of the way up until his death in 2001, I believe. And Doyle will get to that after this break. I did want to mention on the show that we always play Voices of Freedom. That's a part of the show that has been very important to us. And I'd like to mention that if you want to get involved with this, call the station at 800-313-9443. We'll give you details or email me at my website, arcticbeacon.com. I received an email today, which was quite interesting. This is a story. You know, America's moving into fascism, folks. We got 2 feet in it right now. Let's don't kid ourselves. We're not in a republic right now. This is a fascist regime, a deceptive one, to say the least. I think even more more deceptive than any in the past. And there was a Dr. Lawrence Britt, a political scientist who studied the fascist regimes of Hitler, Mussolini, Suharto, and Pinochet of Chile, and he found the regimes all had 14 things in common, and he calls these identifying characteristics of fascism. The article is entitled Fascism, Anyone? If you want to go find that, go to Free Inquiry Magazine. This was in the spring of 2003, and someone emailed me this, and I looked at it a couple days ago and wanted to bring across a few of these characteristics. Now, check it off if you think it applies to our country today. Powerful, number one, powerful and continuing nationalism. Fascist regimes use flags and every other symbol on their clothing in public displays. Okay, number two, disdain for the recognition of human rights. X the Patriot Act there. Number three, identification of enemies, scapegoats as a unifying cause. The people are rallied into a unifying patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate a perceived common threat or foe. Sounds familiar. Supremacy of the military is number four. Even when there are widespread domestic problems, the military is given a disproportionate amount of government funding. Sounds familiar. Rampant sexism is another one. That's five. Controlled mass media. You can check that one off with three check marks. Number seven, obsession with national security. Sounds familiar. Where did homeland security ever come? Where'd that word ever come from? Sounds like Germany to me. We have about seven more. I'll get to those maybe in the second hour, but all seven seem to apply. And you know something? Stick with this interview. This is a hard-hitting interview. You're going to want to listen to every word of Doyle Shamley. He's got a lot to tell you. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving.
Okay, back on the Investigative Journal. Before I get to my guest, Doyle Shamley, I'm waiting to hear this story, folks. I've always wanted to get to the bottom of William Cooper, and I've read a lot about him. But, you know, nothing like talking to the person who's been with him. And before I get to Doyle, let me tell you this. I've been covering stories a long time in my life, many, many years, written many stories about people. And I'll tell you, that's where you have to go to get the truth. And, folks, we've been talking about that in the Patriot community for years. We must get to the truth. We have to save this world for our children. Well, you know, it's time we start talking to the American people and getting the American people's opinions, not just the opinions of the experts and the politicians, of course, but also deep into our heartland. And this show's one of the few that I try to get on average Americans doing above average things and over the weeks. And you can go back into my archives. You can pick out shows with people who you wouldn't expect to hear from small towns all over the country. And their stories resonate, folks. Their stories really do, because you know something? The truth comes from those common people, and that's what we need to hear. And with that, let me play, Kelly, can you play Voices of Freedom?
Hello, my name is Don Nobinger. Most of you know that we have criminals running our government. The question is, what can we do about it? Right now, there are just not enough of us to stop the criminals from their evil. Therefore, we must increase our numbers until there are enough of us to stop them. The number one issue that we can use to capture the public's attention and increase our numbers is the 911 attacks. I have a free affiliate program that includes free websites. There is a page on the website with links to videos and audios that will prove that 911 was an inside job. Please visit my website for all the details. There are advertising resources and ideas for promoting your websites in the members area. Go to www.thelibertyclub.net. That's www.thelibertyclub.net.
Hi, my name is Kent from Buffalo, New York. 20 years ago, one of my family married a member of the Illuminati. This was my wake-up call to action in our fight against the New World Order. I realized that for me to remain silent would make me an accessory after the fact in the Bush crime family's treasonable offenses against this nation and humanity. On June 17, 2005, I joined the information war full-time when I started a website that I call the Controversy Papers. Join me for hard-hitting, whistleblowing pieces of investigative research journalism. That's controversypapers.net. Thank you, and God bless us all in our ongoing battle for truth, integrity, and self-responsibility in government.
And if you want to get your voice of freedom out there, call the station 800-313-9443, and we'll give you the details, or email me at arcticbeacon@earthlink.net. Okay, with that, let me get to my guest, Doyle Shamley. Like I said, we're going to put all the books, all the papers aside, all the stuff that's been written about William Cooper on the Internet. We're going to talk to Doyle, who's got the inside story. Doyle, let me tell you, it's a pleasure to have you here. How are you today?
All righty. Thank you, Greg, for having me.
And you know something? Like I said, you know, I want to put everything aside. I want to hear it right from you. You were right there with him from the beginning. Tell us how this all started for William Cooper and how you met him. And let's move this all the way to the tragic end of his life, which is very controversial. Go ahead.
Well, essentially, the way I met Bill was just sharing research via the mail, back and forth, concentrating mostly at the time on secret societies, etc., mystery school, religions. And then we, as we worked more and more together and traded more and more research back and forth, and shared our personal libraries with each other, is when we began to work more in the public venue, like speaking engagements, etc. And I think the high point of those would have been, besides helping him behind the scenes with the conference planning, et cetera, would have been an engagement we held in California that was a two-day, full, more than 8 hours a day, seminar on mystery school symbology, really the mystery Babylon religion, if you will, all in visual symbols with explanations. And I had been working with him for a long time via, even though I was in the Army. We had classes all the time in the barracks with the young troops, et cetera, teaching them what is the Federal Reserve, what is the New World Order, et cetera. And we would, of course, listen to shortwave radios or just pick them up on our own networks when we were out in the field. And then in 1998, I got out of the Army, because the cutbacks had made everything so horrendous that the whole mission was upside down, as then they were doing the new Army thing, et cetera. And they wanted people that knew that we had taken an oath to the Constitution out of there. So I left. I said, this is a joke now. There's not much we can do in here right now anymore. So I left and moved here to Arizona to help Bill full-time with his research and broadcast and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff to free him up.
Now, when you first met him, what type of person was Bill Cooper when you first met him back in the service? Can you give us a date?
That would have been the first meeting, like calling and talking on the phones was a lot of it before we ever met face-to-face. That would have been 93 or 94. Would have been the first, like, corresponding, I'm going to send this and you're going to send this.
And what was your first impression of him?
Well, it was quite easy, in fact, because really you know, there was always this, oh, he's a hard ass on the air, and he gets on people, and this and that. And I was lining up a speaking engagement, and we were just going over hotel stays and whatnot. Then I'd be meeting him there just to get him off on his arrangements and then gone. And really, I just told him, I said, Bill, you know, you've got this reputation, but I really don't need any hassles either. So, you know, if you're going to be like your reputation, which I haven't seen so far, then let's just call it quits right now and keep sharing research. If we're going to work together, then let's work together. And he says, hey, that's the way to do it, straight from, you know, straightforward fact. And it was that simple. There was no problems. He didn't go ballistic or nuts or anything like that at the engagements and the speaking thoroughfares, et cetera. So a lot of that, people would say, oh, well, listen to him on the air, get on that caller so bad. But like you said, the American people especially, let alone the whole worldwide audience, needed a verbal two-by-four in the head. Because we're at crunch time.
Right. Now, especially when he started talking this stuff, I imagine it was a lot harder to get people listening back in the early 90s than it is even now. I mean, the things that transpired since September 11th. But I guess what I was getting at was what was his motivation that you saw, this drive to get this information out? Where did it come from? And I know he was privy to a lot of information in the military, but where did this motivation, this drive to alert people come from?
Well, I think really most of it probably came from the fact that he did take his oath from the military seriously, like me and a lot of people have, that we swore or affirmed to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the domestic threat is the most imminent, and it was obvious and right in our face. And with a country that you love and family that you love and children and wife and in a republic that you love, there comes a point when you either, you know, stand up or get in the line.
And
so that would be the driving force, I'd say, that if we didn't wake up, we were going to see the horrors that would make Nazi Germany, let's say, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, Stalin, pale in comparison to what will come around the next time.
And so you in that hotel room, when you guys were working together for the first time, came to an agreement, and you decided to work together. Now let's take us back to that, and tell us what you were talking about when you first started out on this long journey. And we've got a way, you know, we're going to go through this thing this 2 hours, because let me tell you something. There are so many things to talk about. So many things that you were saying back then have come true. We're now at the precipice of perhaps a world calamity. You're still talking out. I know you're still being harassed for it. But take us back to what the message was back then, as if we were listening to you years ago with Bill right by your side.
Well, I was concerned mainly with the fact that the biggest problems, whether they use the Hegelian dialectic or just outright affronts via political or economic power, the source of it could be derived from the secret societies and mystery schools. And the most effective way, which we proved against United Kingdom or Britain, was the tool of the militia, an integral part of the republic. And I say that would be the two key areas. Of course, your research varies when you have the broadcast every day. You talk about AIDS or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and bring out researchers and fellow writers, etc. But those would be the two main driving forces that you would have heard out of our mouths.
All right. Well, listen, we got a long way to go, a lot to talk about. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Doyle Shamley. He worked together for a long time with William Cooper. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
On the investigative journal. If you have a pen, write this number down, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I know you're going to want to call in. A lot of questions about Bill Cooper, his life and death. And Doyle, I guess if we were in an airplane, I would just say, listen, take over, take the stick, and fly us through this journey, which ended in a crash landing with Bill Cooper, unfortunately. But take us through everything. I want you to start where you think it's important. I want the message out, what his message was, what was your message, and what he and you found out years ago that put you in the crosshairs of this New World Order that targeted him and you. Go ahead.
Well, as he had publicized, you know, through his writing and website and on the broadcast, that much of what he discovered was during his military career in service and as a veteran, et cetera, what he saw and what he was able to put together with, at the time, it seemed like just rumors or kook theories, and then seeing validation of it. And much of that same thing, I think where that bond came from between us, was the same thing occurred with me. I had been fortunate to read as a youth such books as None Dare Call It Conspiracy and studied the truck, so-called truck plants in Russia, etc. And then when I was in Desert Storm and we're capturing Russian-made equipment left and right, obviously. The T-62 and T-72 main battle tanks, the choice of Saddam. The instructions inside of them, we were able to capture them and get souvenirs or play with them, whatever, because of all the instruction and data panels inside were in English.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious it was produced with an English-speaking dominant force of money, hence the ties in with the writings I had read from the guys who really were trying to start us out, started this whole movement out, I'd say. The predominant members, your writings, like your None Dare Call It Conspiracy and stuff. And we had that bond, and we had a lot of co-research before we realized it. In this, the sense of our library, was we both knew that the information is getting buried. The socialists love to burn books, either literally or figuratively speaking, removing them off the shelves. So we had both been on a mission separately of gathering a large library, each of us, before we even knew each other. And as we started sharing research and things were popping up that I've got this one, or hey, have you seen this one from, et cetera, that is really what made the bond, and we started working closer together. Now, initially, a lot of it was just legwork, getting stuff he couldn't get or giving him stuff I had and vice versa. A lot of just phone and good old-fashioned letters. The speaking engagements would be the next step. And, I have to differ with you on something earlier. You said that it must have been harder earlier, and then 9/11 got a lot of people awake. I see it differently.
Okay, go ahead.
It was actually easier to get people to listen back then because you could have events, whether they be preparedness expositions, live speaking engagements. I worked with Joyce and Dave at several speaking engagements, quite a few people across the gamut. And it was easy to just announce it with flyers and word of mouth and get spots in whatever area on a commercial radio station even, and say, here's the event, it's going to be this night at this building, and $5 gets you in the door and listen to this person and ask questions. And the militias were growing faster and stronger than ever. Now, of course, there was an equal amount of federal subterfuge going on at the same time. But it exceeded today's scales. People are so worried now, and I think what solidified it then was your Waco and Ruby Ridges happening and Oklahoma City's happening, I'm going to say, right on top of each other in a time frame perspective. 9/11 may have got some people back involved, may have got some new people in, but not to the dynamics of the early 90s, where militias were openly training and not worried about if the press knew about it, openly telling sheriffs, the highest law enforcement official in their area, that you are on notice that we know our constitutional rights, that this is a republic, and we do have the constitutional authority to form and exercise as a militia. And now there's a lot more of the, I don't want to get on a list or this and that. And getting large gatherings or very active groups together now, I see, is harder than it was then. And I think what really clinched a lot of it up was, the federal subterfuge that was going on, agent provocateurs, as we were systematically having to expose lies like the Patriot Facts Network that was full of unsubstantiated rumor, Militia of Montana, full of known plants, and expose this, you got people that said, man, this is crazy. And then you had a lot of people that walked away and unfortunately aren't back because of the fear factor was being played and it didn't play out.
Really good points. I'm really glad you cleared that up. We're going to need to take a break, and then we'll be back in 3 minutes continue our discussion with Doyle Shamley on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good. We're on the road like you knew we would. First night, so long. Stay of mind.
Back on Investigative Journal, the late William Cooper and my guest today, Doyle Shamley, for years now have been trying to tell the American people who the enemy is from their research. And let me read something here from something I found from one of Bill Cooper's sites. It says, history is replete with whispers of secret societies. The oldest is the Brotherhood of the Snake, also called the Brotherhood of the Dragon, and it still exists under many different names. It goes on to say, the heart of the Bilderberg Group consists of 39 total members of the Illuminati. The three committees are made up of exclusively of members of all different secret groups that make up the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Vatican, and the Black Nobility. This committee works year-round in offices in Switzerland. Now, this was at the core of your work. Can you kind of tell us how he came across and you came across this information and how it still is the enemy within today?
Well, I think a lot of it, as Bill put it, happened with an inexplicable, in his life, and fortunately, I feel, in my life, sequence of events that can't be really logically explained. Like, for instance, divine intervention. He had seen events take place which led him to research by seeing key names, groups, etc., repeat and surface over and over again in his military career and in his civilian research. After a few things, a scratch, the little back in the head itch when he got out of the military or even when he was in it, that something's not right. The same occurrence happened with me, fortunately. I had wonderful parents. And I remember when I was growing up and the morning news on and asking my mom and dad, what's this inflation? Why can't a loaf of bread cost the same as it did 10 years ago? Basically mimicking what they're saying isn't possible now. And them saying because things like giving me the correct answers, my father saying because it's a contrived tax. So I was fortunate with that, and I think that a lot of it, to people that were already looking into it, they had the benefit in this case of Jimmy Carter being president. Because Jimmy Carter's administration was replete with the key names, your Brzezinski's and your disarmament committees, his agenda and goal of being 100% CFR and Trilateral Commission and Bilderberger-controlled executive and appointees and administration really just locked up all the fragments of information you had gotten over the years via early researchers, your Eppersons and Allens and stuff. It was right here every night on the news, everything from massive recessions to hostages to terrorism to really frictional points and petty moves between different major powers around the globe. So you got a summation of everything locked into one, and that's the only reason I say the benefit of Jimmy Carter. He's a communist, but the fact is he brought it out in such just him and Nixon. It's not just one party, obviously, we know that. Those two, though, and mainly Carter, brought it out to the forefront where it was just right there available. What you had been seeing, what you had been reading in pieces was now tied together under one umbrella. And for everyone to see, OPEC and all the different contrivances of those self-anointed illumined ones. And I, being much younger than Bill, though, but luckily having wonderful parents, answering all these questions that I just kept popping up with just from seeing the news on in the morning when everybody was getting ready for school and work.
Go ahead, sorry.
So those groups, your Bilderbergers, your Trilaterals, your all those groups, your Council on Foreign Relations, etc., was now in the forefront. There was no hiding it, and they had made such a major leap forward that they didn't need to be as secretive because they knew at that point there had been enough subversion in the public education system. They had enough of the populace dumbed down. They didn't have to hide. They were able to just right out in front of everybody. Here we're going to fight the, for instance, headline news. We're fighting the Vietnamese, and we're finding they're supplied mainly with Russian-made weapons. And on the very article below it, huge grain subsidies going to Russia. So they didn't need to hide because they had enough percentage-wise of the population dumbed down that it was just going to go right over because they were too worried about trying to work through the current recession, too worried about skyrocketing fuel costs. Supposed the whole earth's going to shut down from pollution by 1980, and they had everybody scattered enough that they could come out in the forefront, those who already saw it coming, luckily, because of research and stuff. All it was solidification and kind of a unification of research, because now it was, hey, look, you could tell the average guy in the street, you know, look at this. Here's the speech you just made yesterday. Remember I was telling you at work and you were laughing at me a year ago? Here it is.
So basically, back then, you were putting the pieces together to the puzzle. How did they start targeting you guys? When did you start realizing that maybe you're on the right track?
Well, Bill, earlier than I, because of the age difference, he had already become a lecturer, etc. I was still in the military. He became a target upon multiple lectures around famous ones like Wembley, etc. and of course in all 50 states of the Union, and his publications, and the early chat groups, your BBS groups, et cetera, on the computer, kind of pre-internet, if you will, even though that's not totally right, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
When you stuck them with a stake right in their heart, they flinched, and they didn't like it. And then when they saw that you had 20 people in the living room to a couple months from now, you had 100 people at a library meeting room to filling large audiences right on a thoroughfare of Vegas, and you're getting on these commercial-style Alan Handelman radio shows, some of the wonderful people who have been open to us, and getting on their shows, and then everybody on the Eastern Seaboard is hearing it, while they're expecting to hear the top 10 rock at the time and driving to work. And for him, that was his point. Mine was after Desert Storm in the military, and they kind of coincide a lot with the publication of his Behold a Pale Horse, by chance, that is. I was teaching this stuff with fellow non-commissioned officers, sergeants, to our platoons and handing out the literature. And it really got stuck them like a burr under their saddle, per se, a lot of the leadership, because they saw their own people interested in talking to us about it. And it became more of a target as the agenda changed. No longer did they want as free a thinking military or knowledgeable military or people that believed in their oath to the Constitution. They needed a new army and a new military, because it was really Department of Defense directives. So two things are real handy. Do a cutback, clean out your veterans that are from the group that knows what they took an oath to. Get in new people, undermine the military, and thus our defense. And they got so blatant that one day in a field exercise up in Northern California, I was, myself and two other staff sergeants were literally surrounded as if it was a schoolyard gang fight by field grade officers, major and above, harassing us about giving these classes, telling us that it was sedition, they were going to try for court-martial, and saying idiotic things like, oh, I bet you've got a rebel flag in your garage. I'll never forget that one. You know, things like that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it evident that we had struck a chord somewhere. And really a lot of it was because we were targeting, fortunately, in the ranks, a lot of us were targeting the UN and UN participation. And Michael New luckily put it on the map for the public. But we were doing that for a long time already in the military. We knew it was wrong. We wanted to serve under the American flag in defense of our country. And really it came down to we enlisted in one military and joined another. If that's how to put it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I guess the question, the overriding question would be, and I guess if people, you know, having you on this show, a person would ask, who is this enemy? How did you figure it out? How can you explain it to people so that it makes sense and what's going on in today's world? Can you try to attack that question, maybe several questions in one?
Yeah, it is. And that's a good one. Thank you. I'm not the world expert, okay? I've just been fortunate enough to have gotten a lot of research and met the right people. Like I say, that inexplicable series of events. An elderly couple.
Maybe I'll qualify and just say, in your opinion.
Okay, yeah. The enemy. The enemy mostly is the American people. And I'll qualify that with, the American people, Constitution, country, is the stumbling block to total fulfillment for the New World Order, the Illumined Ones.
Okay.
We really are. And other countries, I think, are looking to us because they know they've already completely lost gun ownership. They've completely lost rights to free speech and press. And we are still teetering with a little of it left. And it was already happening in the 80s. And the enemy is the American people, because we are the ones that can
In the eyes of the Illuminati, they were their enemy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, stand up and stop it. But the American people, the most powerful as a group, I would say, demographically on Earth, refuse to because it's not convenient. They supposedly don't have time. And I think convenience and the fact that they don't want to admit that what they believed in their entire life was 90% lies. When the American people wake up to that enemy, which is themselves mainly, and say, you know what, I have been deceived through my education, through the media, and I am going to make a conscious effort, look in the mirror, know that I am the one at fault for myself and my family and friends around me. And when American people do that widely across the board and wake up and quit being sheeple, then you're going to see a push from both sides. Because when that happens, really happens, the illumined ones are going to know that it's either push and win now while they may not be quite organized enough, or lose for sure when they for sure are organized enough. And you're going to see massive attacks. What's going on right now is horrible, but nothing compared to what the people with the One World agenda are going to have to push forward, because they're going to suddenly realize that the most powerful population force, the American, is tired and woke up, and the proverbial, I'm not going to take it anymore, yelling out of their windows. And when they do that, the illumined ones are going to have to make a massive step forward, because it's going to be grab it now or we're going to lose badly and set us back on our timeline and our agenda decades. Because they're not going to give up.
What is their timeline right now, according to your research?
Their timeline right now, I would say 2012. And there's multiple reasons for that year. But anywhere from 2000 and I would say 9 to 2012 is going to be the big push. They're going to try to take advantage of growing discontent, economic strife, political strife, to use it with the Hegelian dialectic worldwide. Middle East right now, perfect example. Not that it's a new thing, but just a perfect highlight everybody can see right in front of their eyes. At the same time, the self-anointed illumined ones can also give themselves a little bit more breathing room. See, they missed their whole 2000 target date because of too many people like Bill getting the word out too quickly. And they suffered some major setbacks with, like, the failure of the Conference of States. They had to get reorganized themselves. And then just such blatant screw-ups with people like us and Linda Thompson and people all around yelling at the top of their lungs, no more Wacos, no more Ruby Ridges, etc. They had messed up so badly that even the average Joe said, this is crazy. What are they doing? So now they've got to reestablish it. And they can take advantage of some religious and scientific significance of a lot of people, I'm going to tell you right now, are going to take advantage of the end of the Mayan calendars and use that as the next Y2K scam for a fear tactic. That it, because of their great technology and society and the things they were able to do and the fact that they ended their calendar, shows us that this has to be the end. Why would they do it otherwise? And it's going to get greatly distorted. So they're going to have multiple tools in their toolbox for, say, the next 5-6 years. And the problem is that if the people just don't face the fact of that, just admit, I've been wrong, I didn't know, but now I do know, and I'm going to work effortlessly, tirelessly, nonstop to wake myself up and preserve our republic and educate my family, my neighbors, my community, be prepared. And more than just knowledge, but physical skills and attributes and investments, and be able to weather the tide and be a strong force against the New World Order crowd. The American people have to do that, because there's other countries that are just chomping at the bit. that didn't realize how much they lost until they hear us screaming about what we're losing, and they're ready to jump in there and help. They just need that little push, that leadership, and it's going to fall on America's shoulders, or the whole thing is going to crush and crumble.
All right, before our break here, if we do have to break, we'll continue on afterwards. The question becomes then, you said that perhaps Cooper, yourself, others stem the tide a little bit. Now we see after September 11th this push towards war. Now you're giving hope to the American people. If we wake up, we may be able to stem the tide. I want to ask you after the break, if that occurs and we wake up a whole bunch of people, what do you think their next step is then? We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back on the Investigative Journal, my guest is Doyle Shamley, friend and colleague of the late William Cooper, who has written so many things about who the Illuminated Ones really are, who our enemy is, and what we have to do to right the ship, so to speak, before we become a fascist state, if we are not already in many ways. Okay, so Doyle Shamley, you're still out there. You have a show of your own, and that's the hour and the hour of the time?
Yes, the hour of the time.
And
that's just Our website's the same thing, hourthetime.com.
And it's, go ahead.
It was Bill's creation, starting in 1992, officially in 93, only because in 92 was his formative broadcasting. So there was no hard and fast all over the world on WWCR type things till 93.
Mm-hmm.
And so 93 is kind of officially looked at as a start, although I have a full year of archives from 92, audio archives.
And you still are spreading the word every day, daily. You're still talking about many, many things, uncovering stuff as we speak. And I assume that's what keeps you going, this drive to alert as many people as possible to turn that tide. But with that comes people who try and turn things on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're either going to run into two things when you start speaking this way. You're going to run into people who have read some things and will read more and are open-minded, or those who basically just shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we now? I mean, are we at a point now where we can start reaching people? Because we know who these, you know, we can start naming names in our government who's involved here. We can out these people. But is outing them enough now? What can we do, even if we get millions of people behind us?
Well, that's the key thing is you'd be better off with a Revolutionary War type statistic of 2.5 to 2.75% of the population fully supportive and aware than we would have millions of followers who can't think on their own.
Yeah, good point.
And so now I know I said millions, and that's about the same statistic, but you know what I mean. And see, the thing is that I can go out. Everybody obviously knows what we do in this whole region out here where I'm at because of Bill and our events, our conferences, our research institutes and publications, as well as everything that happened on November 5th and 6th, 2001. And I can go out online and I'll find a lot of people will corner me wherever I go. Hey, what, you know, I've seen this. Is this part of this? You know, like, hey, recently I work cash under the table. It's the only way I can make it. And now the bank's wanting me to give a fingerprint when I cash a client's check for fixing a window or a screen door. You know, and I said, hey, you know, we told you. You had the tools. Before they made that, you should have been active. And now and you wanted to sit back and not do anything until it affected you. And that's the problem. People need to get out of that apathetic socialist, was what it is, mindset of that, well, I'm just getting by still. I still am able to eat basically every day. I still sort of have a roof over my head. I can kind of call my own and get by. I need to accept the fact that it's not as good as it could be, and we can improve and bring it back.
Good point. We're going to be back in just a minute or two on the Investigative Journal. A lot to talk about. I want to get into in this second hour. Bill's unfortunate death, you were right there, and there's a lot to talk about there. We'll be back on the Investigative Journal.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.